Take one action.
Tell them every time they walk in your classroom to get out before you even get in there. Like, I don't really care how you feel.
Are any of these negotiable?
Yes, they are all negotiable. All of the aforementioned terms and conditions are negotiable, provided you provide the right price. All right. So, y'all, what do you guys think? FYI, I'm going to just start right here. So, this is a very stark contrast from what we have. This is a very stark contrast to what we have already discussed. But what do you guys think is the biggest struggle in the Black community and why?
This is one of the most ironic jokes, but honestly, there are quite a few. Mm-hmm. This is one of those moments where I get ready to make a joke, but there's so many.
He just want to make sure y'all heard him. To be honest, I think that this is the first thing that came.
Right, the first.
This is the first thing that came to my. The first thing that came to my head was upward mobility. And I feel like, I would say that the reason I feel like that is one of the biggest struggles in the Black community is because we lack the resources in a certain capacity to be able to provide that for ourselves. And it's not that those resources aren't available, but it's kind of like, y'all remember a few episodes back, we were talking about equity, equality, and those things. So it's kind of like that. It's like the stuff is there, but it's been denied to us for so long that it's hard to find. Like, we're playing catch up to try to get there. And so it's almost like you're trying to climb a tree with bricks on your feet. So it's like you can still make it up the tree. I mean, you might have legs of steel by the time you get there, but then you could just kick harder.
I agree with that statement. Biggest struggle. I'm gonna piggyback off of what you said. Working in the corporate world, that is. For myself, just seeing it, it really seems like it's a losing battle because it seems like it's who you know, not what you know.
Always.
Like,
it always is.
Me being an educated Black woman in corporate America, it's like it feels like I'm still at the bottom, you know, but I give myself grace because I'm like, okay, I'm just out here. I'm just starting out, you know, I'm still new with this. So it's going to take some time for me to actually get some experience and some skills under my belt. But once I get them, you know, I would like to move up in that world so I can be, you know, better, so I can be at the top. But sometimes maybe you have to make the path yourself. Maybe that's what I need to do instead of trying to. I mean, no, I'm not even listening to what. Being said, I'm talking about instead of trying to fight my way through corporate America and trying to fight out, you know, yeah. Cousins and best friends and, you know, oh, he owed me a favor. I don't see PhD behind his name. He's not supposed to be here. Okay. So instead of trying to fight all of that, how about I just make my own and be at the top of that? And
I'm with it.
And do the same thing that they do.
Well,
when we get there,
better put people in the positions that they deserve to be in and that are qualified to be there.
Well, I feel like that's the advantage, though. That's the criteria. Then, you know, we'll still be seeing a series of, what's that one movie? 12 Angry White Men.
Wait, what?
I'm gonna look that up. Serious.
Yeah, Jane Fonda's daddy in it. Bill, Henry, Tom.
Henry Fonda.
Henry Fonda, there it is. Yeah. He was in it. Yeah, it was like that. Right. You know what I think is really amazing about the Blue Moon podcast here is that you have so many different professional backgrounds that our gracious host has pulled from. I mean, you have a young man here who is going to be, I'm not even going to say he's going to be the next Tyler Perry, because I mean, he's his own person. But, you know,
he's going to be the first J-Love Media Productions.
Snap, snap. Making it happen. Making it happen.
What is up with that? What is up with your left hand?
One out of four of us in here. Not gonna say who. But one out of
you. Four. It's all red
line. Snap. We just discovered that. Blue Moon.
But yeah. You have that. Then in the other sector here, you have, you know, the you know, the next Fortune 500 creator here, Letty D.
Exactly.
Her Shark Tank. She's going to be dropping that in grand on your little stupid ass ideas.
She's already my certified public accountant. And my tax professional.
I mean, and then of course you have our gracious host, you know, the multimedia world management here, like with all her, you know, managing things from your bank account to the economy of Russia.
We got big dreams over here.
I was like, financial advisor, motivator, inspirational speaker, legacy leaver, fashionista.
What is a resume to her? She's a CD.
I know.
Don't you sit up here and give us all the accolades there, PB. You and your ever so fantastic. Next up, we got your loved ones on lock, ice cold. We mobile building up in here. We're gonna have them in every 50 states across the world, 7 continents, 35 countries. All right. Or we gonna have them on Venus, Mars, and Jupiter. Hey, bro. We gonna keep them ice cold. Like, we gonna have them 10 centimeter rims all through here. What am I talking about, though, brother love? We got the next funeral home mogul up in this beat. We is gonna get TB is gonna be rocking your loved ones from left to right. He is gonna keep them safe. he gonna be the best. What is it? The
mortician.
There we go. He gonna be the best mortician. You know how it's like a lawyer that teaches at Harvard. He is gonna be the dopest. What is it? Mortality professor on the face of the planet.
I don't know if that's the
correct. I don't know if that's right either, but he's gonna be it.
While teaching your children. How to euthanize.
Exactly. How to euthanize the dead.
How do you think that's the right word? I don't
either. Hey, but he's gonna, well, bruh, and his credit score gonna go up. Hey.
Snaps. He gets his snaps too.
And you know what? He gonna have the best CPA on the planet, along with the dopest website designer. And all them other people. So,
and the best advertising ever.
Hey, Black Excellence right here.
I know, right here.
Make sure y'all be on the lookout for that. So if you ever need his services in about 5 years, look him up.
I just don't tutor your badass kids.
He just don't tutor your badass kids. Hey.
It's a wonderful thing you have here. And I feel like we, you know, when you ask this question, we have so many different professional perspectives of how to view it. That in some way aligns with what we see. Just like what you and Lady D were mentioning are very, you know, important points that, you know, in some way kind of stem from y'all's professional background in some capacity. Because much like myself, I feel like it's a sense of being educated for one of our issues. You know, y'all say we're teaching America's brightest. I'm just going to tell you right now. You might want to change the bulb.
It's a little bit in there.
It's like a 10 watt.
Yeah, it's okay. You got 10 watts. We're okay. Just go in there and just go in there and change it. Just change that. That's why you're going to be one of them little kids' favorite teaching.
I hope so.
You will be.
I ain't gonna be the favorite one there with student though.
It's okay. It's okay.
I don't like the ones that can, you know, professionally make bulgogi.
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 If you can't make bulgogi, if you know what it is, and you're my favorite student. I definitely feel like, you know, being educated and continuing your education is one of our issues in the community. You know, I love it is again. College is not for everybody. That's coming from a teacher.
Agreed.
College is not for everybody. 4-year, even 2-year is not for everybody. However, I do want to stress that in some capacity, you will need to get some further education in regards of a certificate or a diploma of some sort. You don't have to go to, you know, again, a 2-year or 4-year college, but you do need to get something else to go along with it. And I say it's because, you know, There's a lack of tradesmen that we are suffering from in our country right now. You know, back in the day, that's what, you know, we made our bread and butter on. You know, many
plumbers.
Yeah.
What are the mechanics?
Electricians.
Yeah.
Agricultural. You know, like a lot of Black success came from having property and growing crops on them, and that's a trade. You know, I was watching something on TNN about how Forsyth County, North Carolina.
Go Tar Heels.
North Carolina.
But they had a lot of essentially Black success. You had these Black farmers that had acres upon acres of land that contribute to that local economy, and much like things in Tulsa, you know, a group of people weren't too happy about that.
Of course.
And they essentially forced everyone out, which is really weird now because that county is ranked in the top 5 wealthiest counties in North Carolina. but it's off of someone else's land, property, and labor. But definitely education, because we all look. I ain't saying y'all can't go out here and be a next little whatever.
Or dope whatever.
Right. Never broke again. You can be whoever you want to, by all means. But you need to have a backup plan. You know, sometimes, matter of fact, one guy that sold my parents some insurance, so they was drafted for, was it Philadelphia or something like that? It was some type of sports team. But guess what? He sold, was it ACL? Something like that. And guess what? Now he had to find a regular job. So, you know, again, you know, what his dreams were to be in the NFL, and now been, you know, in a matter of a couple of seconds taken away from him. But again, like, you know, old people have said, and I would say when I get old, you can't take away the education. So, you know, definitely pursuing, have an end goal in mind. You know, if you want to be that next sports person or YouTube star or whatever the case might be, just make sure you also have a little education to go along with it, because you never know what might happen. But you do know that at the end of the day, you may not be getting millions by being on someone's TV screen, but you can still get a couple thousands.
Which will eventually add up.
Hey.
If you're smart and know how to use your money.
Exactly.
So y'all know how we were talking about like the trades and things, the plumbers, the electricians, the morticians, all of those issues. And I feel like sometimes we as a people look at the help trades as something that is beneath us, like cleaning or like cleaning. Or like owning land or farming. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So like if you're cleaning somebody's house or you like tilling their land. You get what I'm saying? Like owning like those types of things, like doing those types of things, like being the janitor. Like some people look at those types of things as to say, I'm too good for that. Bruh, Molly Mae. What is that?
Neighbor Grade?
It's a cleaning company. Molly, is it called Molly Mae? I think it's called Molly Mae.
They Molly Mae today.
They gonna be Molly Mae today. So Molly Mae literally developed a multi-million-dollar company by cleaning people's houses. So the reason I said that is don't look at something as insignificant as cleaning,
right,
or something as insignificant as running plumbing or having to, you know, own land and, you know, be a sharecropper
lawn
or
service.
A farmer or law or cut somebody's grass, you know, as something that is beneath you. Why? Because True Green Lawn Care didn't look at it like, oh, I don't want to be out here just cutting somebody's grass. Molly Mae didn't look at it like, oh, I'm just going to be a janitor. What they did was, people need their house clean. People always have grass. They need those grass cut.
Right.
What did they do? They looked at that and they developed that into an opportunity. So before you sit here and say, that's beneath me, look at your bank account.
I guarantee you that plumber looking at his bank account nice.
I guarantee you True Green Lawn Care Service is not sitting up there talking about some I am too big beneath me to cut this people grass.
Looking at that dirty, cash too.
Exactly.
All up in that bank.
Or go and lay some pipe in the ground to make the water run out
the ground.
What do you think the biggest struggle in the black community is, so brother love?
Before I say what the biggest struggle is, to add a point to that, you have to be the best in order to make money there. I don't think what those people did is you have to be the best. Like, don't just do it and be regular. Be at the top of your game. Increasing the education in that field and in that industry. You want to know as much as you can do. Just be the best. Yeah, I'm just throwing that in there. As far as the biggest struggle, I think the biggest struggle in the black community is the lack of unity and the lack of unity. We're not as close-knit as we should be. And I think that's why we lack the strength to overcome a lot of the things that we have today, because we have the whole crabs in the barrel thing, where if someone from our neighborhood is successful and they see each other and they see that person leaving, they're like, no, you know, come back with us, because you making us feel bad because you're actually doing it and making things happen. And it's a reflection of how far or how I lack what I'm doing, or how lazy I actually am because I'm not doing that. And then a lack of unity just in the fact that we don't have love like we used to. When back during segregation, when we were forced to kind of be independent on one another. Yeah, we don't have that anymore. We lost something.
Oh, you're so positive.
Well, isn't that just fantastic?
You're so positive.
All righty, people. Well, you know what? I think that everybody has raised some very valid points. Soul Brother Love thinks that we should be the best at laying pipe.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying be the best plumber.
At laying pipe. Being the best at your trade.
Yes. Laying pipe.
You see how she just ruins?
We have a good time too.
Join us if you will. Now, y'all, it is very true that it is important for you to, well, my daddy always taught me, God, a man gets on my nerves. My daddy has always taught me that you don't necessarily have to be the best, but you need to be so close to the best that you have the best one scared. And I believe that that's important, because the thing is, if you're not trying to be, if you're not trying to be the best, but you're trying to be the best that you can be, 90% of the time you're gonna have somebody being like, you know, twiddling their thumbs, biting their nails, trying to figure out how to take you out. I'm cool with that. As long as I got haters, that means that I am doing something right.
If only y'all could see the dance that just happened.
All right, y'all. Now, before we go, Lady B, what you got for us, girl?
All right, all right. Of course, we've always had, you know, wonderful, wonderful conversations and, you know, laying pipes and, you know, things
so
of that, things of that nature.
Let's move on from that. I'm like, I'm not gonna hold you long.
But I do have a question for you guys. If you could eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
I could eat hot wings every day.
Crab legs. A lot cheaper than shit, though.
That's why they got crackers.
Them, right?
That's why they got and they got like, I've seen videos where some people in different cultures, they used to like Cheers.
You reckon I'll take crab legs for 200
Daily double.
May he rest in peace. I was like, oh, may he rest in peace. Alex,
I didn't know he passed.
Oh, yeah, he passed.
Which is unfortunate.
Dang, but he's, I thought he survived.
Well, I think the first time around.
Does he have a kid? He might have survived for capacity another.
I mean, yeah, like, I don't really know. I hate to say it because I'm a balloon up like a friggin' elephant, but bread is definitely life. I sound like Oprah. But I love bread.
You get bread! Everybody gets bread!
Like, I love
bread. Bread like bread cash, man.
Both. I love my bread that I can spend on my bread.
More bread.
Like, fresh, like, you cannot beat fresh baked bread. Like, you cannot beat it.
But you can slice it.
Bang.
The door. The door.
Let's see. I'm pretty sure that 90% of the people that are gathered around this here this situation know.
We know
what my totally, like, if I could eat this, like,
without a doubt,
one thing.
You do it now.
That's like one thing ever. Like, they're guessing again. What'd you get? What do you got, soul brother? Nope.
No, wait.
What do you got, Pinkman? Oh, this is fun, guys. You're trying to guess what mine is. This is so fun. What did you write? I don't see.
No, that's what I put.
Oh, nope. That's what I put. last second, though.
Hold on.
I don't even know what that say. Oh!
I don't know what that is!
No! Alright, so.
Wait!
My friends don't know me at all!
Wait!
You know what? When I say it, y'all gonna all be like, oh! Corn peanuts.
No.
Is it the
Cajun? No.
Do you eat it or drink it?
It's food. Oh. If you eat it. Spinach. Okay, I gotta eat this. Come on, people.
I can't believe my first answer wasn't right.
Same.
It's the same. It's
Cause you eat this every day.
It's the same.
What does that say?
He put popcorn.
Oh.
You put, that would be my second one.
Okay, hold on. Let me think. What are you,
so
it's an actual food. It's not a drink.
It's actual food.
Okay, is it a snack?
Nope, it's a food.
It's an actual something you can eat, or an entree.
Actual food. Yeah.
Like,
oh.
Is it, hold on. Yes, I'm gonna be black.
Nope.
Okay.
It's not bacon. It's not popcorn.
Is it a protein?
Is it quinoa?
You know what? I'm gonna stop writing.
As you guys can tell, I eat a pretty healthy diet. But none of these things are right.
It's not seafood. It's not Cajun peanuts. It's not trail mix.
Is it a nut?
Or a gun?
Is it steak?
Alright. So since you guys do not know me well at all.
Wait.
Alright, well I guess I can't tell y'all just yet. Hold on.
Why do I not know?
You do know. And when I think he got it. I think he got
it. Boy, I don't even know what to say.
I think he got it. Nope.
Shut up.
Closer.
Oh, okay. Wait.
Closer.
She stopped eating it, people. You've seen this woman eat pizza in a long time. She's trying to be healthy.
But still, if I could eat one thing, yeah, seafood would most definitely be my second one. But yes, pizza is like my life work.
You eat popcorn every day.
Mind your business, though,
brother love. I don't know, man. Apparently not.
I know, right? I was like, I thought I knew the answer. I mean, well... Because when you put that pineapple, I was like, okay, wait. Because I thought you were going to put pepperoni because she used to eat it like snacks all the time.
See, she stopped eating it. It threw me off.
I was like, high blood pressure.
You're just breathing over there thinking about that pizza.
No, I was. It was really good.
All in your mic.
I'm sorry, guys.
Hyperventilating.
If y'all hear my deep breaths, I'm sorry. I was salivating. All right, beautiful people. Well, thank y'all so much, as always, for joining us today. Now, before we do go, I do hope y'all had just as much fun listening as we always have making these. So make sure you subscribe and catch us on Saturday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. Now, I do want to leave y'all with this. Your worth is not determined by your status, your bank account, or your material possessions. It is determined by your candor,
your reputation, and your attitude. So make sure you follow me on all my lovely social media handles. Check out my blog to stay inspired. Of course, I'm going to link them all in the description. Until next time, keep shining, loves. Peace.